here's a story from The World.
3 months after a military coup, the army generals in Myanmar are struggling to govern a population that largely despises them. The military junta has locked up thousands of dissenters. They've killed more than 750 civilians, most of them simply for protesting in the streets. As The World's Patrick Wynn reports, there is another, quieter revolution playing out in Myanmar, one that is mostly happening indoors.
For months, the images pouring out of Myanmar on social media videos have been horrifying. Soldiers with assault rifles firing on protesters who resist army rule. But facing down troops in the streets is not how most people are fighting back. They are protesting by simply staying at home and not going to work.
I would say 90% of the people is not working anymore.
That is Kin Sandar with the General Strike Collaboration Committee in Myanmar. She's helping oversee the biggest strike in the country's history. And yes, she did say 90%. Hard to pin that number down, but that would make this one of the more successful general strikes anywhere ever. In places like Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city, everything is shut down. Lots of people refuse to touch anything related to the government.
They're not paying electric bills and they're not paying taxes. So it's like the whole country is involving in this movement, yeah.
It started with doctors at government hospitals, then spread to teachers, then to everyday bureaucrats. So now, if people do go down to their district office to pay a water bill, the place is empty.
There is no staff in the administrative office. So it's like the whole system is cracking down and is showing that, you know, the coup is still not success yet.
That is the idea, she says, to tell the army, you can lock up elected officials and kill civilians, but without us, the country will not function. There's a lot of attention on how the UN or the US or other countries should help the people of Myanmar. Well, this is how people are helping themselves. And anyone can join in. Not everyone wants to wave signs on the street, risking getting shot by troops. But not going to work? That is much easier. Still, this strike is anything but easy. Almost sounds like a protest. It's actually a frustrated crowd at a bank in Myanmar. Other than protest, long lines at banks are some of the only big gatherings happening in the country. Bankers are on strike too, grinding the financial system to a crawl. Lots of people are desperate to get their money out, but they can only withdraw a little each day. Also not going to work are truck drivers, factory workers, everyday shopkeepers. They've put the national economy in a coma. I asked Kin Sandar, the strike organizer, if people are struggling to hold the line.
Yeah, sure. For example, like poor community factory are closed and they are having problems.
Problems like workers not getting paid, going broke, going hungry. Part of Kin Sandar's campaign is helping people who do have extra food to circulate it to those who need it now. But overall, the strike has been more successful than she first imagined. She says even with no strike, people would be scared to walk to work because the police are now grabbing random pedestrians and interrogating them.
Most people doesn't go to work because they may be arrested at any time. Police are arresting without any reason. They are checking every phone. They check your social media accounts.
If police see that someone liked the wrong Facebook post, they could go to prison. The cops are so vicious that neighborhood watch groups are forming, mostly to defend against nighttime raids by the police. In some of these night raids, police are hunting down government employees who aren't coming to work. But as soon as the cops march into a neighborhood, they might hear this. Everyone banging pots and pans, a warning to anyone who might be wanted that says, the cops are coming, hide or run. Kin Sandar says the military junta is also coming after strike organizers like her. So she's on the run right now. And I have to ask, how is she holding up?
it's totally awful. You have to move around one place to another if they are suspicious.
And still she is hopeful because clearly, she says, the strike proves that the coup is not a success. If people don't participate in government and barely participate in the economy, what is there for the military to rule over? Past uprisings in Myanmar against army rule have not panned out, Kin Sandar says. But
We will not give up this time. We will root out this military junta this time.
Rooting out the junta won't happen overnight, she says, but Kinsandar is confident that the people can wear down the military. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.
From PRX.